Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Miss Aretha bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama. She's the author of Deduct Everything, new brand spanking new book, Tax Reducing Strategies. Eva, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. Deduct Everything Book.com, right?
Deduct Everything Book.com.
And wherever books are sold, Amazon, all those.
Amazon, it's been number one in small business books on Amazon for over a week for
wow.
new releases. So that's been really nice.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I like this book better than anything I have written. I think this is probably more helpful than anything. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, the Kindle version of this is great because it has all the links and every reference.
That's the good thing about the electronic version. It's interactive. So you said something in the earlier segments that I'm gonna hold you to. You said you could show us how to make money with some stuff, and so I need you to explain yourself, Lucy.
Well, the first thing is that if you rent your house out for 14 days or less all year, that's it, 14 days maximum. 100% of the rent is tax-free. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but if you're doing it on something like Airbnb, or if you're someplace where the movie industry or the TV industry uses homes, that can be thousands of dollars.
Right.
I know somebody who got about $25,000 for the 2 weeks, plus they made a whole bunch of repairs to her house, all of it tax-free.
But it's got to be less than 2 weeks, less than 14 days.
Less than 14 days. 14 days or less.
Right. More than that, you're in business, it's taxable.
If you reach 15 days, the whole thing is taxable.
Okay,
this applies to any property that you own, that you only rent out for 14 days. Then, of course, make money with Airbnb. I talked about how the taxes on that are handled. Then I came across something.
You mean what you just told us about the 14 days?
Well, no, in general. So if you rent out your property through Airbnb or any of those other systems.
VRBO, right.
Whatever they are, I explain how to handle the taxes. There are three different ways your property might be taxed.
Right.
I explain the different implications on how to get the best deal on your taxes in each of those systems. But here's something else. And I came across something called Dog Vacay. For people who don't want to be renting out their house, who don't necessarily want to work for a company, don't necessarily have specific job skills, but love animals.
Mm-hmm.
You can get paid for babysitting animals short-term or long-term. So you can either take them while people are on vacation and get paid. And
just
you
like one animal. It's not like you're opening up a kennel, just one animal maybe.
Well, you might...
Or two.
You're not talking about starting
a kennel business.
Not necessarily. Most people can't manage that.
Right.
But you get to meet the owners and the animals and decide if you like each other in advance so that you can do this. And I thought this is a perfect thing for somebody who's retired to do who needs some extra income.
Boy, this is tricky, though. My mother and dad would have rolled me out into someone's yard and never stopped if somebody would have been willing to keep me. But when they had a dog, they would have vetted that family for a week.
There you go. And really, people, even driving around in L.A., I have seen so many dog boarding places show up all over the place. And
this
they're
is,
like hotels. They're glamorous.
This is all part of the peer-to-peer marketplace, isn't it?
It is. And, you were talking about the age of the customer. The customer will write reviews on these people, and their fame will spread, or their infamy will spread.
Right.
So this is another way to pick up money. We already know about the Ubers and the Lyfts, and everybody is being treated as being self-employed, and that's going back and forth in the courts about whether or not they're employees, and mm-hmm. so that still remains to be determined. But the Uber people just got the right to go to LAX, to
right.
Los Angeles Airport.
Yep. That's big.
Well, that is huge, yep. and the cab companies are furious.
I get picked up by Uber at LaGuardia, at National.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Eva, I need a website, please.
Come to TaxMama.com and ask your questions. We answer your questions for free.
TaxMama.com and also DeductEverythingBook.com.
DeductEverythingBook.com.
Hey, Eva, congratulations again on the book. Will you come back again soon? Let's talk about what's inside more.
Yes, thank you.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get you back next month. We'll do that celebration.
Happy birthday.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.